Is President Donald Trump contemplating regime change in Syria? U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley says President Assad is a stumbling block to a political solution in Syria's civil war. But America's top diplomat suggests removing Assad could be risky.
We've seen what that looks like when you undertake a violent regime change in Libya. And the situation in Libya continues to be very chaotic, and I would argue that the life of the Libyan people is not all that well off today.
While the United States acted to prevent further slaughter of Syrian civilians, Tillerson says America's main goal is unchanged.
Our priority is first the defeat of ISIS. This strike was related solely to the most recent horrific use of chemical weapons against women, children, and as the president said, even small babies.
Former President Barack Obama also tried to keep the focus on rooting out Islamic State. Critics in Congress say the strategy is misguided.
So this idea that we're going to get rid of ISIS and then we'll hopefully use Assad and others to come up with a solution, it's not going to work. As long as Assad is there, you're going to have a radical jihadist Sunni element.
Trump did not mention Syria in his weekly address, but did restate his intention to reassert American influence on the world stage.
Providing security for the American people also means restoring America's standing in the world. In matters both economic and military, we understand that a strong America is in the best interests of the world.
If the president orders further military action in Syria, calls for congressional authorization will grow.
I don't think this president should have taken that strike without congressional approval. Congress has itself to blame here. We've sat on our hands for years. I've introduced an authorization use force. I couldn't get a single vote on it.
Amid local reports that Syrian warplanes resumed flights from the base targeted in Friday's cruise missile attack, Trump tweeted an explanation for not targeting the facility's runways, saying they are, quote, easy and inexpensive to quickly fix. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.